question. I have done some really bad things. Does God still love me? Answer. God has both forgiven individuals and used individuals throughout time that were murderers, such as Moses and Paul, adulterers, such as David, blasphemers of Christ, such as Paul, and deniers of Christ, such as Peter, and even such like these ourselves in our past, as in Ephesians chapter 2. It is not how we start, but how we finish. Scripture teaches in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Scripture teaches in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 through 10, that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. God loves us, and there is nothing we can do to make God stop loving us. The only difference is that individuals choose not to receive the love of God through Christ Jesus in salvation, in forgiveness, and in a washing and cleansing. Individuals that desire to be used by the Lord must confess, repent, and be restored. The scripture that covers this is 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land, which means restoration. God loves us, and God desires to use us for his glory and his purpose. The key is that we must repent and serve the Lord.